It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Many phone calls, many emails, many text messages, many Facebook posts coming my way saying, oh, Lee, you're wrong. The Democrat socialists are taking over the United States. We've got to be careful. Democratic Republic is just a couple of generations away from being wiped out. We've got to be... Okay, all right. Here's what I said. I'll continue to say. The Democrat Socialists of America might be taking root in places like New York City. And even that, it's looking like they're not even taking root, okay? They're starting to wilt. And I can get into that a little bit later on and explain what I mean. But also, they're not going to take root in middle America, and that is completely evidenced by what happened in Wisconsin in their primary yesterday. Let's get into it. You and I on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, my email address, L, and then M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, Matthews, two T's and Matthews. The letter L, Matthews, at freedom969.com. You know, that's a good thing to do if you don't want to be on the air. If you are afraid someone's going to recognize your voice and then shoot out your porch light one early morning because of something that you say. All right? I know the feeling. I get it. It happens all the time to the Matthews Mansion. All right? So that's... And I say that because I get a lot of people who call and go, hey, Lee, I don't want to be on the air, but I got to tell you something, man. There's this is going on and that's going on. Well, hey, let me put you on hold and we'll talk about it on the air. I don't want to be on the air. Okay, well, then write it all down in a message or an email. And you can send it to me on Facebook. You can send it to me on X profiles. If we're friends, you can instant message it and nobody else will see it. All right? Otherwise, this is a radio show. And if you're going to call, you're probably going to be on the radio. That is if you get through, because I get a lot of people calling in. Okay, so the number again, 405-608-4377. Democrat socialist policies may be heating up in some big cities, but not nationwide, as evidenced by the primary yesterday. I'll get into that. Latest poll has the two Republican candidates for governor neck and neck. No wonder Gettner Drummond is trying desperately as hard as he can to attach himself to just about any issue that he thinks will get some headlines. There will, speaking of elections, be a recall election for the mayor of Yukon, and I understand why. I don't know that it went down this way, but it looks very much like the mayor of Yukon either went along with or had no problem with the previous city manager secretly signing a non-disclosure agreement with the developer of a data center, making it look like they were trying to sneak a data center into the town of Yukon without anybody else knowing it. Now, that to me, if that was going on with the previous city manager or the current mayor, or if the current mayor knew about it and continued to allow it to happen, I think that's bad. You are an elected official. You are not here to do, you're here to do the will of the people. You are not here to do whatever it is you want to do. So anyway, that recall petition election, they've already got the petition. They got enough signatures on it. They got that certified. And then the city council of Yukon said, yeah, we can put it up for a vote. We're already in enough trouble with these people. We don't want them burning down our houses or shooting out our porch lights early in the morning. Which I know a lot of people who live in Yukon, and they would do that. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so that's going to happen when and where, and we'll get into why more coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Norman City Council gave the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority an earful yesterday, and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority listened about as well as they normally do, and then declared...
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
And I want to... Put me on a turnpike anywhere I want to, because I'm the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. And we're not going to stop till everybody has a turnpike in their backyard. One university is lowering tuition. What? That never happens. I'll tell you why and what's coming up on Freedom 96.9. And earlier today, a big Chinese marriage for citizenship scam was busted. So not only are the Chinese trying to sneak their pregnant women into the United States to have their babies so that their babies will be citizens, they're trying to sneak people into the United States to marry current citizens of the United States so that they can accelerate the citizenship process. At least that's what was going on here. I got all the details coming up and your calls and questions. A lot to chat about today on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377 to join in. Let's see, some unfinished business. Friday, I will be live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Tune up your bow, getting ready for bow season. You don't want to wait till September, because then that's when the September rush will slow everything down. So I'll be there on location to talk about that. Also, the double rebates on Browning safes. So we'll also have Firearms Friday. That's all coming up on Friday. H&H Shooting Sports, live on location. Lee Matthews, hope you'll come by and say hello between the hours of 4 and 7. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Danny writes via email, Lee, we're talking about what was going on in Broken Arrow regarding a mosque and Islamic family center. Broken Arrow is not the only place where this is going on. Muslims want a mosque and Islamic family center in McKinney, Texas as well. My name is Eddie, and I am a survivor of Sharia law from Iran. And I'm here to tell you, it's a dangerous ideology. If we let it in our country, we are asking for trouble. Every country that is Islamic now, it used to be a Christian country. And we were soft Christians, trying to be nice, allowing people to come in and bring their Sharia law into our countries and slowly kill us off, each and every one, left and right. Let me make it very clear to you. Christianity is a personal relationship with God, where it says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God. Islam is Sharia, which is not even compatible with the American way of life. When these people, use taqiyya to lie to you and manipulate you, because whatever Islam is, they will lie to you and tell you that they come in peace. This is one level. Level two is what's happening in the UK right now. Don't let it happen here. Well, Danny, unfortunately, from what I have read, the city of McKinney, Texas, approved the building of that mosque and the Islamic Family Center. Now, in Broken Arrow, it got so far as a vote of the city council. The city council heard all of, and it was a zoning request as well. Well, no, it wasn't a zoning request. It was just a request to build. But anyway, that's why the city of Broken Arrow turned down the Islamic group, because that area that they wanted to build in was zoned only for commercial properties, and they wanted a religious property in there as well. So they basically said, no, you can't do that. Now, here's the thing. They have mounted a First Amendment lawsuit against the city of Broken Arrow. I think the suit's going to be thrown out, because Broken Arrow is not saying you can't ever build an Islamic center or a mosque ever, 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 ever. You just have to build one where it is properly zoned, or you have to put in for a request to the zoning commission to change the zoning of whatever property you're trying to use. So, Danny, that's what's going on in Broken Arrow. McKinney, I just don't know. I don't know where they would put it, because McKinney's not a very spread out area. McKinney, Texas is as crowded as Plano and Richardson and Frisco and all those places that surround the metro and surround the LBJ freeway. But thanks for your testimony and for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. So, Francesca Hong failed to secure the Democrat nomination from Wisconsin for Wisconsin's governor last night amid a lack of support from high-profile leftists. I've got five words for you, and it's my favorite five words. What did I tell you? I told you that Francesca Hong hails from an uber-liberal section of the state of Wisconsin, which is an area in Madison, Wisconsin, which is called the Isthmus. Madison, Wisconsin is the capital city. The Isthmus is a piece of Madison that exists between two lakes and is largely the area where the University of Wisconsin campus is. I think there's also a big, huge Oscar Mayer meat processing area in there. So it's very blue because of the university and probably the Meatpackers Union. Now, the liberalness that comes out of the mouth of Francesca Hong, which I thought is laughable, comes out of her university upbringing, her ultra-elitist, intellectual elitist upbringing, because I think her parents were teachers at the University of Wisconsin, I think. At any rate, she was largely campaigning in other places of Wisconsin, like Wacogan. She was going up to Green Bay. She was going up to Oshkosh. She was campaigning in those areas. Well, those areas are largely red and conservative. Most of Wisconsin is a purple state, but the bluest areas are a lot like Oklahoma, where the universities are. So Madison's a blue city, and a good bit of Milwaukee is blue as well because of the industry that is there. So she didn't campaign there thinking, all right, I don't need to convince people who are already liberal that I'm the choice. All I need to do is convince maybe some of the people in the outlying area, which I thought was a mistake. I thought, no, you play the hits and play the hits to the people who are your hits. And then there was a Democrat challenger. See, it wasn't like she was just running by herself. If she was the only candidate running for governor against a Republican, that may have been a good strategy. But I don't think she's that smart. She may be book smart, but I don't think she's practically smart. And by some of the behavior I saw of her, you know, discouraging and disparaging American holidays and then turning right around and saying, oh, no, I didn't say that, as though we can't go back and look at the tape. And saying, I want to defund the police. And then when being asked, OK, what's going to happen when my daughter gets raped? Who's she going to call? Oh, I don't want to get that deep in the weeds. Oh, okay. All right. So you want to defund the police, but you don't want to say why you want to defund the police, and so on. I mean, it was a bunch of things like that. So she lost the primary by less than 1%, and that is because David Crowley, her challenger, who had backed out of the race, came back into the race and basically divided and gave Democrats an alternative. Mainstream Democrats an alternative. And in fact, from what I understand behind the scenes, David Crowley didn't really want the position, but they talked him into coming back in and running and help finance his campaign. So he came back in as a moderate Democrat. And that's what more of the Democrats in Wisconsin are. They're not these liberal on fire idiots like Francesca Hong or El Sayed. And he ended up dividing the vote. Hong has since walked back to her remarks in several media appearances, saying that she was simply letting her feelings out into the world. Because as we all know, feelings are far more important than what really makes sense, at least in the eyes of the liberals. And now Crowley, who has won, is set to face off against a Republican candidate in November 3rd. So, this, although she lost by a fraction, still convinces me that the leftist ideas are not taking root across the United States. I also don't believe that now Crowley is going to win, because the Democrat Party is so tainted in Wisconsin, thanks to Tim Walz, that idiot. Nor do I believe that El Sayed is going to be winning the Senate race in Michigan, because he's an on-fire liberal, and he's up against a former advisor to President Trump. And Michigan has its problems with fraud, just like Wisconsin does. In Wisconsin, the fraud is all being committed by Somali immigrants, and in Michigan, it's mostly immigrants from other Middle Eastern Islamic countries. So, and that was the other thing. When you couldn't get the grandfather, the godfather of the liberal movement, and his disciple, Alessandria Ocasio-Cortez, to endorse you, when you are so on fire liberal that you can't get them to endorse you, you don't have your stuff together. And you know what I mean when I say stuff. What do you mean? And what do you think? 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Social Security was originally designed by FDR so that grandma and grandpa would not starve to death in between the time they could no longer work and the time that they died. And then later on, Medicare was designed so that grandma and grandpa would not die prematurely because they couldn't afford health care. Well, if you're eligible for health care, you were probably born in around 1961, and now's the time to get signed up. And if you didn't know, when you get signed up, sometimes there's some surprises that you didn't expect. That's why you need a navigator, someone to get you through it. And that person is Eunice Corey and her staff at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. That'll be the best call you make in a long time. And they will put together a plan that works for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Make sure you got everything that's coming to you and maybe even then some. By calling them at Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, and avoid the surprises.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brolbeck. We've got a lot to cover for you Thursday morning. Cyclospora is hitting Oklahoma hard, and the symptoms, they're miserable. The latest on the spread of this nasty parasite, a burn ban in place, the heat wave making all of our yards look like hay, and the dangers that come with it. Plus, the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It's going to be a full Friday Eve, and it all starts at 7 a.m. on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Run away, you're never coming back. See the windows into the souls of these anti-American radical communists. You hate Thanksgiving and you hate the 4th of July. What you're really saying is, I hate some of the pillars that undergird American culture. And how are you going to have a conversation with a voter about affordability or public safety or anything else if you're trying to get rid of Thanksgiving and the 4th of July?
That's Scott Jennings on CNN last night, and you can hear the other members of the panel. Oh, come on, you're just talking in hyperbole. I agree with him. I've agreed with him since we've seen some of these uber liberals spout out what they are thinking or what they're wanting. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What do you think? Ron in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, Lee. How you doing today?
Guns for everybody and ammunition.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about this, and this is a strategy that the Democrats are using, and it's really to get the candidates that they want rather than all of this radical stuff. Think about it. I mean, my brother is a Democrat, but he was very disappointed that Kamala Harris was the candidate for president because they didn't get to choose.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame them in that vein. I really don't. I'd be furious.
Yeah. So he was like, well, you know, this is just, they're circumventing the electoral college process and everything. It's what they're trying to do. So you got Graham Plattner, you know, he's such a terrible human being and everything. And everybody knew he was. Then he gets elected. And they get him to drop out so they can put who they want in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's a strategy. And so they're letting these people that are just, you know, crazy, 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 letting them go as far as they can go. And if they can, they will just replace them with somebody else, put enough pressure on them to replace them with somebody else.
Well, you're partially right. The other thing that comes along with this is money, because the Democrat Party is out of money. You spent everything they had to try to get Kamala elected, and it didn't work. And now all of the people who were regular donors that are moderate Democrats are like, I'm not giving you any more money. You blew it on an idiot like Kamala Harris.
Right.
And so the only ones left that are donating are the ones like George Soros, who back people like Francesca Hogue and El Sayed and Mandami. So there's a little bit of that going on too.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that with like Plattner and stuff like that, there was so much stuff they said that hadn't even come out with him that once he got up against the actual Republican, all that was going to come out.
Yeah.
And that's what they were afraid of. Well, I wonder if we're going to see the same type of thing with El Sayed and stuff like that, because, you know, there's probably other information out there that we don't know about yet.
Oh, there may be. I mean, that's one of the reasons they brought this Crowley guy back against Hong, was because they knew Hong could not win against the Republican candidate for governor. They knew that wasn't going to happen. So that's why they brought this guy Crowley back, because he's got a better chance.
Well, do you really think he dropped out because the polling was saying that he didn't have a chance to beat her?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Money. They came to his rescue, and they may regret it.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump says he'd love to run again in 2028, but acknowledges the law is very strong against a third term. Minnesota Democrat Peggy Flanagan wins her Senate primary, promising to rip ICE apart. Republicans say the progressive victory gives them a shot at the seat. It's August, it's hot, and it's also time to keep an eye on the tropics.
Well, Cristobal is the name of the next Atlantic storm.
The National Hurricane Center is monitoring two areas of disturbance in the Atlantic Ocean. One is off the coast of Africa and has a 70% chance of development over the next 7 days.
I think it's got a high chance of becoming a tropical cyclone, that is a tropical depression, or maybe even a tropical storm later on.
Senior hurricane specialist Richard Pasch says a tropical depression will likely form later this week as the system moves westward across the central tropical Atlantic. Karen Curtis, Miami.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Not long ago, I met with a young woman who reminded me just how quickly life can change when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. She wasn't the driver. She was simply riding with a friend. She buckled her seatbelt, did everything she was supposed to do, and never imagined that a routine drive would end with flashing lights, an ambulance, and months of doctor's appointments. She looked at me and she said, "I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I the one dealing with all of this?" And the answer is she shouldn't have to. One of the biggest misconceptions I hear is that passengers don't have rights or they don't want to make a claim because they don't know the driver. The truth is your claim is almost always against an insurance policy, not against a friend or a family member. That's exactly why insurance exists.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police say a woman reported kidnapped Tuesday morning in Oklahoma City has been found safe. Video showed the woman being forced into a vehicle near South Penn and Southwest 59th, with police later determining the incident was domestic in nature, confirming the victim had been located unharmed. Officers are still searching for the vehicle involved, and no arrest had been announced. No additional details are available at this time. Well, a popular entertainment destination in Norman is preparing to close as plans move forward for a new Oklahoma Turnpike Authority highway project. Heyday Entertainment has announced it'll close August 28th after reaching an agreement to sell its property to the state. The venue has operated in Norman for nearly two decades and joins neighboring businesses that have been affected by the proposed new route. Owner Trey Bates says the closure is emotional, but did describe negotiations with the Turnpike Authority as, quote, fair. Heyday's adjoining pickleball business is set to remain open in the meantime, and gift cards and arcade credits are reportedly still honored at other locations despite the closure. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Latest poll says the two Republican candidates for governor are neck and neck. Which one are you going with? Who you got? Coming up on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Freedom
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening, then clear skies and warmth with a low of 78. Tomorrow will be windy and hot with abundant sunshine, reaching a high of 103. Tomorrow night, breezy early on with clear and warm conditions later, dropping to a low of 77. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny, windy, and hot weather with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Yeah, 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 I don't know.
The DSA is an anti-American, anti-Western organization. That is what they are at their essence. Their basic argument is that capitalism itself is what drives imperialism and colonialism and racism and settler colonialism and all the buzzwords that they learned at their Columbia undergrad classes or NYU undergrad classes. And the Democratic Party is ingesting this stuff wholesale. The only question for the Democratic Party is, are they fully willing to go all the way DSA or just sort of pretend DSA?
And that has been Shapiro's assessment of everything so far. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio, Lee Matthews. Ron had a good point a minute ago. He was talking about how even Democrats he know in his family, his friends, are furious with the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party does not seem to be acknowledging or honoring even the will of the people. They keep changing candidates out. They keep trying to primary candidates out because they think that they are weak. They're not waiting for the will of the people to be heard. And that goes all the way back to putting up Biden as the initial candidate and then switching out Biden with Kamala in the last election. Once again, that's exactly what happens. What happened, was it in Maine where they had the candidate? Oh, no, he's going to be too weak. We're going to force him out and get somebody else in. And the person that they got in is married to his second cousin, something along those lines, which I don't know if technically that is a problem if you're not going to have children. However, it's still weird, and it still has people going, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive to join in that conversation. So Ron had a point. Ron had a point that the people who are Democrat and are voting Democrat are not happy with the party because their will is not being honored. And the reason their will is not being honored is that Democrats still have that focus that, okay, if you don't win elections, you don't get to do anything. It doesn't matter if you are liberal or not, if you don't win the election. So you got to do everything in your power to win the election. Whereas Republicans are, even a moderate Republican and an ultra-right Republican can find more they agree upon than a moderate Democrat and an ultra-left Democrat. And if you don't believe me, listen to James Carville.
The progressive left, they're very tech people. I think they've come up with an AI random stupid idea generator. And I think the stupid idea generator can think of things that humans can't, like canceling Thanksgiving or being against interracial dating. So I'm just waiting to the next stupid idea AI generator that comes out.
See, he's the grandfather of the Democrat Party right now, or the godfather of the Democrat Party right now. And even he is like, that's an idiotic thing to say, that you don't like an American holiday like Thanksgiving or 4th of July, and that they're repressive. What? You're not going to get elected dog catcher if you have that attitude. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So we're talking about there were some primaries yesterday. And I'm looking at what happened in the primaries yesterday, and I'm saying to myself, my theory is correct. The ultra-leftist platform is not going to take root. It is not going to grow nationwide. Maybe in the little boroughs where it is, but it's not going to nationwide. 405-608-4377 and Lee Matthews with The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Republican South Carolina Senator Darlene Graham, the sister of Lindsey Graham, advanced in the primary. I didn't think she was allowed to run, but she is, and she has, and so far is doing well. And I'm not surprised, because all of the connections, money-wise and otherwise, that Lindsey Graham had, she will get. And she will be able to use those connections. And many of those connections that were steering Lindsey Graham's career will steer her political career. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Liberty Lee, it's Howard in Watonga.
Hello, Howard. Good to hear from you.
I'm very glad to hear that your theory is correct on that those were primaries.
I mean, in the whole election, people have a different mindset in the primaries than they do the actual general election.
Got it. And the other good news is that the midterms aren't quite here yet, mm-hmm. and many of those DSA types should go down in flames.
I think they will. They won't win their elections. I also think that there will be a lot of ballot measures, both on our ballot and other ballots across the nation. I think those, some of those policies that are being pushed will not pass.
Yep. And switching over to the governor's race, I'm new to Oklahoma. I've only been here a couple of years, but there's something about Gettner Drummond I just don't trust. He's all over the YouTube and various other places, and I think I kind of have a tendency to agree with you. He's kind of an attention person that likes attention by getting in the middle of certain things like these lawsuits and trying to stop the smelter over, what was it, Iola or something, or Ione or something
Inola,
like that.
In a little town called Inola. If you're heading east on Highway 412 out of Tulsa, Inola is about maybe 15 miles east of Tulsa.
I think I'm kind of leaning towards Maisie.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to lower property taxes for seniors, and he also wants to bring more business to Oklahoma.
Yeah, man, he was talking about income taxes. I don't know how he's going to eliminate that, but it doesn't matter. He at least has a checklist. Okay, yes. Reducing the amount of property taxes we are responsible for, I think, is a good thing, because you've heard me say it before. I think it's unconstitutional for you to have to continue to pay for your property or pay the government for your property after you've paid for it. So,
I mean, the amount of taxes that we went to war that we went to war over England with in the Revolutionary War. I mean, I know there, the stamp tax, and there was taxes. Mm-hmm. There was lots of taxes that King George was levying upon the colonial states, if you will, before they went to the American Revolution. But I mean, the taxes today makes that look small in comparison.
It does. Yeah. Now, the only difference is that we do have representation. Those taxes,
yes,
we have at some point the ability to vote on those. And when those property taxes were put up for a vote, the big promise was, the big sales pitch was, and I also might add, this was when Oklahoma was primarily a Democrat state. The promise was, this is going to be great for education, and we're not going to grow as a state unless we put a lot of money into education.
Well, the other thing is, too, is there's other value-added taxes that don't go to a vote.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, in Oklahoma, the OTA, like you talk about a lot, mm-hmm. they can build a freeway to nowhere. I mean, it might work and it might be used for a few people, but that's an additional tax for federal dollars that already go to the federal highway system.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are they paying additional taxes to build these? And don't get me wrong, I've been on some OTA highways and they're pretty pristine, but there's people on the board that are kind of a shadowy organization that they don't have to answer to anybody,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. And the taxes here in Oklahoma are way less than California, but I just hope they don't get any ideas. The more they tax, and you're right, we should have the representation. It should go for roads and bridges. It should go for the infrastructure. And I agree with all that. But when you start getting into things like education and welfare systems and all, like California has one of the largest welfare states in the nation, if not the largest, next to New York, and it is a complete utter disaster.
Yeah, because they end up spending $6-7 million on these homeless shelters to try to keep the homeless sheltered, and then of course the homeless doesn't use them, so it ends up being a big waste of money.
Yes. And the people that set those up, like those NGOs and those other nonprofit organizations, they're the ones collecting most of the money for the administrative. It's kind of a scummy thing because they're siphoning off money for their own administrative costs and saying that they're doing to fix home. And then, by the way, we've seen this fraud, waste, and abuse everywhere, right? It's in Minnesota, it's in California, it's in New York. And Trump is the only guy that has tried to do something about this. And how many years? How many years has the government been growing by leaps and bounds, giving them more and more control? And he's just trying to throttle it back.
Yeah.
So anywho, I appreciate the education.
Let me give you some statistics here on this governor's poll that was out earlier today. It's from a group called Cole Hargrave Snodgrass and Associates. Boy, does that sound made up. It says that Republican candidates Gettner Drummond and Mike Massey are both drawing the support of 44% of likely runoff voters.
Mm.
Now, this was a poll. This was a poll of only 600 likely voters. That's not a lot. If you remove those who said, I'm leaning this way or leaning that way, Drummond has just a 2-point edge. Massey, who received the endorsement of Donald Trump, polls well with Trump Republicans, getting 62% of the vote to Drummond's 22.
Actually, that's a new piece of information for me.
Trump supporters. So I'm a Trump supporter. I'm supporting Massey. And I'm supporting Massey because he's the only one on the platform right now.
I didn't realize that because mm-hmm. I also am a Trump supporter. Yeah. He's leaning towards Massey. Not to say that Trump gets it right all the time, but
Drummond outperforms Massey among traditional Republicans, getting 60% of the vote to Massey's 30%. Now, when they say traditional Republicans, they mean Republicans who have been Republicans in Oklahoma for a long period of time, and they probably find his name more familiar than Massey's. Okay?
Sure.
Let me finish the statistics here. Drummond fares well with people who live in the cities, whereas Massey does better with rurals. Drummond also takes in more conservative women. Massey does well with men.
Got it. Well, bottom line, as you said, Liberty Lee, get out and vote, man.
Yep.
Get out and vote and do your civic duty. Yeah, get out and mm-hmm. do our civic duty and don't stay at home. Let's get the heck out and vote. And absolutely, you know, I think it's pretty exciting because this is my second go around here. I think I'm leaning towards, I like Massey's ideas. Hopefully he can get some of those done. And we know, Trump had lots of things on the agenda and he put into practice, right? You know, securing the border.
He went right into it. If you were to go back to Stitt's platform, and I don't have it here in front of me, you'd probably find there was a lot of things he promised that he didn't get done. Well, but that's what a lot of people, it doesn't matter if they can get it done. I want to know what you want to get done because I want to know where your head is and is your head where my head is. Now, if you want to continue to build as many turnpikes as possible, I'm not there. If you want to build a commuter railroad, I'm not there. But I don't know what Drummond wants to do because he's not saying.
Well, you know, he does. I watch YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, the thing, you know, he's, you know, got the whole church persona thing going on, which is a little cringy.
Fine.
He's also
fine.
I know plenty of people who go to church
who are still jerks. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm a church guy too. I get it. But I just like, really? It's like, really? What's your platform, man? He's got the insurance one. There's an insurance one he's doing. And, you know, where people's house burned down, all that kind of stuff. But the thing is he's been in that position for quite some time. And, you know,
these aren't new stories. Yeah. The insurance thing's been going on now for 5 years. And he only inserted himself into it in the last year. Where have you been?
That's a good point. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Lee, keep up the good work. Sure. We appreciate it out here in Watonga. I'm going to head back now, but thank you so much.
All right, Howard, glad you're listening as well to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the recent poll that's out about these two candidates for governor? They are both polling at 44%. That is within the margin of error. And there are some differences. Massey does better with Trump voters than Drummond does. Drummond does better with urban voters, meaning people who live within the city. Massey does better with rural voters. And Drummond does better with women. Massey does better with men. That all came out as a result of this poll. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Foreign car companies, I read, are in trouble right now. No, not because when something goes wrong, instead of Czech oil, you see something written in German pop up. No, not because of that. Actually, the real reason is because they put all of their eggs into the electric basket. They thought that everything was going to be going electric and that the combustion engine was going to phase out. Boy, were they wrong. The American car companies didn't make that mistake, and neither did Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group carries a complete line of vehicles from a complete different line of American-made automobiles, whether it's Ram or Dodge or Chrysler or Jeep or Chevrolet. And if you want an electric, they can get you one. You know, not that big a deal, but I think they're kind of falling out of favor. At any rate, they'll also be here to service what happens after they sell you the vehicle, if needed, whether that's a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery. Oh, and all in English. Give them a call, 232-3355. 262-3355, sorry, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the email address, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they will be yours too, Frontier Auto Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Archery season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
They like to call them the democratic socialism. There is no democratic socialism because the main incentive of the socialism is to take the money and take what the people have legitimately earned and give it to some people that have never worked.
And that is Emmanuel Rision, who is a former resident of Cuba, talking about socialism and democratic socialism and how you don't want it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Here's something else that happened while you were working today. The Trump administration will no longer fund gender transition surgeries using Medicaid for minors.
Ooh, that's a bingo. How fun.
So your Medicaid, and this is the money the government provides for people who are underprivileged or poor for health care, will not fund transition surgeries among minors. He called such a thing barbaric in his Truth Social post. He also said he ordered Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator of the U.S. Centers for Medical and Medicaid Services, to stop using the joint federal and public health insurance program to fund such procedures. He says, we're not going to pay for our innocent children to undergo these barbaric surgeries and practices, which result in unthinkable and irreversible harm to their young bodies. Trump's announcement came from CMS, which began implementing the rule that ends the use of federal Medicaid and children's health insurance programs for funding gender-affirming care for children and youth. It includes puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, surgical operations, and can result in irreversible damage, including infertility, impaired sexual function, diminished bone density, altered brain development, and other lasting psychological effects. Now, this isn't saying that you can't have trans surgery, and this isn't banning trans surgery. It's banning it in persons below the age of 18, below the age of where you are, your body is still developing. We don't let people under the age of 18 get tattoos. We don't let people under the age of 16 drive. We don't let people under the age of 18 drink. So why should we allow them to do something like this to their body? The rule is slated to take effect on October 13th. It does not affect the coverage of mental health services. In his post, he said that many hospitals across the country have ended such gender-affirming care anyway, with more expected to follow. He says, think about all the young, innocent, and perhaps confused children who will be spared. While the Democrat Party wants your kids to be able to chop off their reproductive organs before they're old enough to vote. That's another thing we don't let you do until you're 18. Vote. But we're going to let you, when you can't even pick, when you can't even, at a, I mean, I don't know how, when I was an adolescent, I ate whatever was in front of me, and it wasn't always the good stuff, okay? But if I had had my druthers, it would be hamburgers, fried chicken, and pizza in a row each night. You know, I would rotate those throughout the week, okay? So people of that age have a hard enough time deciding what they want to eat, let alone what sex they're going to be, until their bodies, including their brains, have finished developing. He also urged people to remember the Democrat Party's position on the matter ahead of November's midterm elections, and that has also had something to do with it. That's one of the reasons why he did it, when he did it, because he's trying to give those who are running for re-election in the midterms enough campaign fodder to use in their campaigns. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello? Hello? All right, if you're trying to get me on a hands-free device, call back because I can't hear what you're saying or doing, but thanks a lot for trying. 405-608-4377. Brad writes, Lee, I think your realization regarding the irony of a degree in AI, which you were talking about yesterday, which currently does not exist, is correct and flies directly in the face of your support for the data centers. Again, what data do they need to collect? On whom do they want to connect it, and why? The flock cameras are direct proof of the progression of this free country establishing our own government, and police are employing an old adage, it's for your safety concept. How many times do we need people to remind us of the tyranny that always follows? There's a lot to unpack there, Brad, and I will in just a little bit. Got to get into a news break in the meantime. And your calls to 405-608-4377. Democrat socialist policies may be heating up in other big cities, but not nationwide. A bunch of elections yesterday proved that. What do you think? Republican candidates for governor are running neck and neck in the latest poll. Your thoughts on that? And a recall election will happen for UConn. I'll tell you why and when. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma City police looking for the driver who struck a bicyclist Tuesday night. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Iran says it still has 75% of its missile and drone capabilities intact, despite U.S. and Israeli strikes. A senior Iranian military official made the claim on state media, disputing American assessments. President Trump said last month that the U.S. estimates put Iran's missile supplies at roughly 22%. ICE agents are getting a high-tech, high-energy tool to take people into custody. Roy O'Neill reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to spend $20 million on thousands of pairs of electric gloves capable of delivering painful shocks. The Kentucky company that makes the gloves says they offer a humane, low-optics, de-escalation solution for many situations facing officers in the field. They say their gloves leave no burns, marks, or scars. The DHS contract says the electric gloves could be distributed as soon as next March.
U.S. inflation slowed for a second straight month in July, with consumer pricing rising 3.4% from a year earlier. Prices increased just 0.1% for the month, helped by lower gas and grocery prices. Core inflation, which excludes food and energy, was 2.5%. The report could ease pressure on the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, though prices remain above the Fed's 2% target. There's no question we are a phone society, but if you lose it, you will most likely lose it. Bree Tennis explains.
The handheld device has all the answers. It communicates with others and can throw you into a wild panic if you can't find it. That's called nomophobia, and you can hit that freak out within 1 minute of active searching. Increased heart rate, sweating, full-on dread. Psychologists say the distress is real and very similar to separation anxiety. YouGov says there's an easy solution. Put a tracker on it. Or maybe look in your hand.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The Trump administration.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Former Oklahoma School for the Deaf football coach Sean Sledd is now wanted on felony charges, including two counts of rape and two counts of possession of child pornography. Court records show an arrest warrant was issued for him on August 7th, with state officials saying he was immediately removed from campus when they learned of the investigation and is no longer employed by the school. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services says student safety remains its top priority as the investigation continues. Oklahoma City Police continue searching for the driver who struck a bicyclist Tuesday night near Northeast 23rd Street and Highland Drive. The cyclist was injured but was conscious and speaking with paramedics at the scene. Police say the driver fled the area before officers arrived, and the investigation continues. Firefighters battled yet another grass fire near Will Rogers International on Tuesday. That's the second wildfire in the area in less than 24 hours. The fire prompted road closures and traffic delays around the airport, with crews from both Oklahoma City and the airport responding and bringing the blaze under control. The cause of both fires remains under investigation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
There will be a recall election for the mayor of Yukon. Why and when? Coming up as The Drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening, then clear skies and warmth with a low of 78. Tomorrow will be windy and hot with abundant sunshine, reaching a high of 103. Tomorrow night, breezy early on with clear and warm conditions later, dropping to a low of 77. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny, windy, and hot weather with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The new Freedom 96.9 has teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
Hi, this is Major Meredith. Join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens.
The 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run, Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn. For registration info and more, go to freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Democrat socialist policies may be heating up in some big cities, but as evidenced by primaries yesterday, they are not sweeping the nation as was predicted. Republican candidates for governor are running neck and neck in the latest poll. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And there will be a recall election in Yukon for mayor. All the evidence on that coming up in just a minute. Joining the conversation, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com is the website. And you'll find me on Facebook and on X profiles as well. 405-608-4377, like Rowdy in Stroud. Thank you for hanging on, Rowdy.
Yeah, I'll try to transition here because I was going to call about the governors, but he's talking about flock cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And, I have a friend, you know, and I've been on Debate Your Morning Show guy and stuff like that because, you know, I have a friend that she was talking about it. She works at Walmart, and they got facial recognition cameras out there.
Yeah.
And Home Depot actually has flock-type cameras where they actually film everybody coming in. They report it. So anybody gets flock cameras doesn't understand. We're under so much surveillance.
Oh, it's more than you think. You know, I mean, I try to minimize it as much as I can. I don't sign up for a lot of these savings and shopping programs because I know they're monitoring my purchases. I minimize how many credit cards I use. But, I mean, Rowdy, you can't tell me they're not monitoring what you're doing at the casinos either.
They are monitoring. They have to use the cards, everything else. But, you know, I, speaking of my transition, I was sitting there and I was watching my smart TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a national channel, and all of a sudden they start doing commercials that are tailored to me locally. And one of them they were talking about, this was transition, they were talking about the governor race.
Uh-huh.
And I was here now. One of them, you know, is he's kissing babies and you know, adopting puppies and stuff like that. And the same one come across there and say how this guy's terrible, he's voting for Biden and stuff. And I'm going, there's no truth. First of all, they're monitoring me because they tailor the commercials to me.
They do. That's called it's called fence posting in the advertising business.
And I think I told you once before about my brother-in-law who's sitting there talking about an obsolete pool cleaner.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, boom, that obsolete pool cleaner comes on.
Yeah.
My phone is beeping now from a spam call coming in because they knew I was on the phone.
Probably,
apparently.
Yes.
But I'm hoping, you know, I think you know who my favorite candidate is, and I'm hoping that he gets elected because I'm afraid the other one is not conducive to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rhino, probably, and so
It's looking that way to me. Yeah.
And it's like half and half, 50-50 right now. But that's all I had to touch on. I just thought I'd touch on that.
No, I'm glad you did, because I had a listener send me an email asking about the flock cameras, and that's direct proof of the progression of, and basically he's making the comment that the flock cameras and other ways we're being monitored are taking our freedoms away. Well, no, they're not taking our freedoms away. I don't like it either. I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I don't like being monitored. But at no point is this monitoring me stopping me or Or is anybody busting through my front door with a gun, keeping me from going shopping at one of these places, you see?
Speaking of which, I brought that up to you before, as I said, they have satellites now that can actually see through anything but metal and certain bricks, but they can mm-hmm. actually look into your house from satellites and monitor what's going on in your house. I'm sure it's not, you know, color 3D or anything like that, but it's, you know, probably green tones. Last I've seen anything like that, mm-hmm. probably green tones. But they can see where you're at, what room you're in. They used to watch and see if you had grow lights in there and stuff. But,
yeah.
Of course, I'm on Deep Fork River. We didn't need grow lights.
No, you didn't. You had plenty of fertile bottom land to work with.
Exactly. But, yeah, I just want to touch on that because I was talking about that. He was talking about the governors. And I said, yeah, you know, they tailor the commercial to me. And I had some independent. I didn't know there was independent. I had some independent guy contact me. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking, that's kind of like a Ross Perot thing. All he does is take the votes away from conservatives. Yeah. That's what Ross Perot did. You know, he went in there and, you know, listen to me. Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
And then he turned around and he just took the votes away.
What he did. Yeah. What he did.
And what president was that got elected? I was going to look that up. I forget.
That was George H. Bush, Ross Perot, and Bill Clinton. That's how Bill Clinton got elected.
And Bill Clinton. That's what I was thinking. It was Bill Clinton.
Because H. Ross Perot siphoned votes off of George H. Bush.
Yeah. And then he was a character. You know, there's going to be a great Second South coming from Texas and Oklahoma. And he was a character. I wish he'd have run for one of the main parts because George Bush, I voted for him, but I kind of reflect saying, I'm not real sure I like that.
I remember the first time I went to Texas Motor Speedway, I was going to watch a race with my brother-in-law who's from the DFW area. And we were pulling into the parking lot and he says, you see that airstrip right over there? And it was a big, long piece of concrete airstrip. It looked like a military airstrip. And there was a big hangar there too. I said, yeah. I said, is that for the racetrack? He goes, no, that's H. Ross Perot's personal airstrip. And then he pointed out the office building next to it. I said, that's his office building. I said, wow. Okay. So
I wonder. And Elon is building the largest building anywhere. And if I'm correct, it's something like 100 million square feet or something like that. So you might look into that. He's building the largest data, and it's a data center.
Oh, a data center. Yeah. Now, his headquarters for Tesla, which is right outside of Austin, it's just east of Austin, Texas. He's even got a turnpike that is it's a bypass around the main Austin area, runs right by the main Tesla factory. It's probably close to 100 million square feet. It's a huge building, and it's all glass. So when you're driving by at night, you can see every office, every person in there working. It's bizarre.
That must be nice to have that much money.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my co-founder on the farm here, he just donated $8 million to OSU, and I'm sitting there going, I can't donate $8
to
OSU.
Yeah, yeah. nor would I want to, anyway. I don't donate that to my alma mater. I don't give anything to my alma mater. I paid them to go to that school. I'm not going to give them any more money.
But you got that big piece of paper where for a while there, no, you could buy your diploma back in the 80s.
That's what I feel like I did.
Yeah. So, anyway, I appreciate you touching all your stuff. And I come across so many things I want to say, and I think I can't talk about everything on the radio. So you got two ears and one mouth. You just need to listen twice as much as you talk.
Rowdy, thanks a lot for the call. Rowdy. I got to run. And thanks a lot for listening in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Did you ever read about that mother that was so thrifty she refused to buy her clothes dryer? She would schlep the wet laundry, up into her attic and hang it in the attic because it would get so hot it would dry the laundry. Now, I don't know what the hell she did during the winter months, but hey, something tells me if it were warm enough to dry her clothes in the same amount of time that a dryer would do it. Something was wrong with the ventilation in her system, and she needed to call my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof. McRoof.us. Joe Biden may have bragged about building back better, but McRoof really doesn't. And Scott McCollum's here to do just that and fortify your roof. Whether that fortification is better shingles on better backing or better ventilation in 100-degree heat like this makes everything better for you, and your insurance company will know it. That's why they won't give him any lip. Yeah, you don't need any lip from the insurance company. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo features 12 teams of cowboys competing in 5 events with one goal, supporting Oklahoma Children's Health Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $720,000 for OCHF since 1997. Bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 5 for shopping in the trade show. Buy your tickets at lazye.com.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app. Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low of 78. Sunny tomorrow and dangerously hot. High 104. 80 tomorrow night's low. Into Friday, high 103. Saturday, high 101. Sunday, high 103. Be careful. It is 101 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I'm actually on my knees thanking the good Lord above that my grass is fried because it's not growing. And that means I don't have to get out in this heat and cut it. So there is you got to look at the positive side of everything. You got to accentuate the positive. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Moments ago, Brad wrote to me and said, Lee, you were talking yesterday about the irony of a degree in artificial intelligence, which does not exist. Actually, it does. It's going to be offered at UCO this coming fall. And it's a degree in the use of artificial intelligence when it comes to certain subjects. So that's what the degree is in. But I wouldn't want to be the one to tell somebody, yeah, I got a degree in artificial intelligence, because wait a minute, if your intelligence is artificial, then isn't the degree by definition artificial? That's why, okay? So that's why I wouldn't want a degree in artificial intelligence.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Yeah.
How fun.
All right, this also flies directly in the face of your support of data centers, he says. Again, what do they need the data for? What are they collecting it on? And on whom and why? Okay, actually, I am not for data centers. I just know that they're coming, and we can be on that train or under it. I do not think people should have data centers in their neighborhood if they don't want them there. And they definitely should have a say with their members of city council or their members or their mayor, which is why the mayor of UConn is in so much trouble. UConn Mayor Brian Pillmore is set during the city council meeting on Tuesday. A recall election for his Ward 3 city council seat was set for November 3rd. The election will allow candidates, as well as Pillmore himself, to run for Ward 3. The winner will fill the remainder of Pillmore's term, which is set to expire in May of 2028. If the candidate other than the incumbent receives the most votes, the incumbent will be removed from office after the election results are certified. The petition seeking the recall of UConn Mayor Brian Pillmore was certified, and it headed to the city council, where it was then sent to the election. If the incumbent wins in the recall election, he will remain in office. The filing period for candidates seeking to run for the seat begins at 8 o'clock on Monday the 24th, ending at 4:30 Wednesday the 28th at the Canadian County Election Board in El Reno. He'd been at the center of the controversy regarding plans for the billion-dollar data center near Route 66 and Frisco Road. He also said the data center would generate more tax money for the city. But it made it look like he was doing this without the consent of the people because a non-disclosure agreement had been signed, from what I understand. And that's what these data center developers make these city council and mayors do. Don't do that if you're a member of that city council or a member of or a mayor. Don't sign a non-disclosure agreement. What are you worried about disclosing? The petition to recall Pillmore was verified and required a number of valid signatures required by the UConn City Charter, which it did. So, getting back to the email that was sent to me from Brad, that is why that's what I'm against: data centers that are against the consent of those who are being governed. He goes on to say, flock cameras are direct proof of the progression of this free country establishing our own government and policy. And I'm afraid, Brad, you're monitored by a lot of things other than flock cameras. But as far as the flock cameras are concerned, you don't have a right to drive. The flock camera can gather data on you because you have a privilege to drive. It is not a right to drive. So if you are upset or do not want to be monitored by a flock camera, all I can say is don't drive. 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. You got these lefties talking out of both sides of their mouths. On the one side of the mouth, they're saying, affordability, affordability. On the other side of their mouth, they're calling, Medicare for all, Medicare for all. You can't have it both ways, but if you are eligible, you can. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, you are eligible. And I know that you know that because you're probably getting the phone calls and the emails and the texts. Don't be confused, and don't listen to those leftists, all right? Get yourself signed up for what you have coming to you from Medicare, and then fill in the blanks with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make all summer long and all year long. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Affordability or Medicare for all? Doesn't matter when you call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 Anchor Weather Forecast. Clear skies tonight, low of 78. Sunny, dangerously hot tomorrow and the next 3 days. High of 104 tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 80. Friday, high of 103. Saturday, high 101. Sunday, high 103. It's 101 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Alex is in Clinton. Hi, Alex. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah, hey, Lee. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
You too.
Get away from politics for a minute. I'm sick and dang. I'm tired of it. everybody out there, pray for rain, okay?
Get
your knees. Pray like crazy. Quick question, Lee. I thought that I saw something earlier today on one of the feeds. I've been on the road all day and haven't been on my computer all day, about a possible meteorite landing somewhere near Oklahoma City. If you know anything about that, go ahead and talk a little bit. If not, don't worry about it. I'm getting ready to lose you as I'm going over the hill here to Clinton. So tell your folks to boost their signal so I can get you guys in Cheyenne.
Okay. I
appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Take your time and enjoy it. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Alex. I did not see anything about a meteorite landing in Oklahoma. I did see a report about the Leonid meteor shower. We are in the midst of it right now. And what is happening is the Earth is passing through the debris field of a comet, which causes a lot of that debris to burn up in our atmosphere. And as it burns up in our atmosphere, it makes the shooting star, the meteorite. So it's going to be active the next, like, 5 days. It's been going on since July, the middle of July, but it's going to be at its most active in the next 4 or 5 days. And because we don't have any rain in the forecast and it's going to be clear, it actually should be a pretty good show. You should be able to see several per hour, several meteorites per hour. This happened a while ago. This was a long time ago, maybe 1993, 94. We were in the middle of the Leonid meteor shower, and I was working early mornings at a light rock station. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning. And I was pulling into the parking lot of the studio. And of course, the studio wasn't lit. There was no, and I was just about to shut my car door when I saw a reflection off of my windshield that looked like a flash of lightning. And I thought, wait a minute, there's not a cloud in the sky. And I looked up just in time to see a huge meteorite burning across the sky. And because the moon was bright, it even left a vapor trail. So, and it was about the size of a dime held out at arm's length, and it was just as bright as could be. And I watched it burn out as it went. And I thought, wow, that's not something you see every day. So I got on the air and I said, hey, anybody see that meteorite? And I started getting calls about it. And then the next thing you know, I'm getting calls from the newspaper about it. And then I'm getting calls from ABC News and NBC News about it. So it ended up getting a national story when I saw this huge meteorite. I had no idea. I think the whole thing burned up. But from what I understand from astronomers and the guys who study that, what I saw was probably the size of a city bus, was a piece of debris the size of a city bus burning up in our atmosphere. So that's all I know about it, Alex. Thank you for listening in. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So if you are a candidate running for office in a state that is as football-centric as, say, Michigan, you know, Michigan has two huge college football teams and one pro team, Detroit, right? So I imagine there's a lot of people in Michigan that are big football fans. And Green Bay's right across the lake, and Chicago's right there. So there's, you know, big rivalries. If you're running for office in that part of the country, do you think it's a good idea to get on live television and talk about how much you hate football? Well, one guy did, and we'll see if it does him any good. We'll get into that coming up. And your calls, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Google is pushing AI-powered smartphones that could eventually schedule appointments, send emails, and handle everyday tasks. But many Americans remain wary of the technology. Inflation slowed again in July, with consumer prices up 3.4% from a year ago. Lower gas and grocery prices helped ease pressure on consumers. Protesters want the Trump administration to end the ongoing deployment of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C.
Opponents rallied near the White House yesterday on the first anniversary of Trump's federal law enforcement surge in the district. The group Free D.C. organized the protest as part of its ongoing push to increase D.C. home rule. The city sued the Trump administration over the deployment, and the case is currently under review by a federal appeals court. President Trump, meanwhile, welcomes a group of law enforcement and military service members today at the White House. I'm Mark Nefe.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Not long ago, I met with a young woman who reminded me just how quickly life can change when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. She wasn't the driver. She was simply riding with a friend. She buckled her seatbelt, did everything she was supposed to do, and never imagined that a routine drive would end with flashing lights, an ambulance, and months of doctor's appointments. She looked at me and she said, "I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I the one dealing with all of this?" And the answer is she shouldn't have to. One of the biggest misconceptions I hear is that passengers don't have rights or they don't want to make a claim because they don't know the driver. The truth is your claim is almost always against an insurance policy, not against a friend or a family member. That's exactly why insurance exists.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Former Oklahoma School for the Deaf football coach Sean Sled is now wanted on felony charges, including two counts of rape and two counts of possession of child pornography. Court records show an arrest warrant was issued for him on August 7th, with state officials saying he was immediately removed from campus when they learned of the investigation and is no longer employed by the school. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services says student safety remains its top priority as the investigation continues. Oklahoma City Police continue searching for the driver who struck a bicyclist Tuesday night near Northeast 23rd Street and Highland Drive. The cyclist was injured but was conscious and speaking with paramedics at the scene. Police say the driver fled the area before officers arrived, and the investigation continues. Firefighters battled yet another grass fire near Will Rogers International on Tuesday. That's the second wildfire in the area in less than 24 hours. The fire prompted road closures and traffic delays around the airport, with crews from both Oklahoma City and the airport responding and bringing the blaze under control. The cause of both fires remains under investigation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door.
and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Need custom shirts, uniforms, embroidery, or promotional products fast? Then call S&S Textiles today. Local businesses, schools, teams, and first responders have trusted S&S Textiles since 1972 for quality screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, police, fire, and EMS apparel. Get your order started now and make your brand stand out. Visit sstextilesinc.com. Call 405-632-9928 or stop by 2400 Southwestern Avenue. S&S Textiles, quality service and fast turnaround you can count on.
Norman City Council gave the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority an earful yesterday, and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority listened about as well as they normally do. More on that coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening, then clear skies and warmth with a low of 78. Tomorrow will be windy and hot with abundant sunshine, reaching a high of 103. Tomorrow night, breezy early on with clear and warm conditions later, dropping to a low of 77. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny, windy, and hot weather with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
These are windows into the souls of these anti-American radical communists.
God, come on.
You hate Thanksgiving and you hate the 4th of July. What you're really saying is, I hate some of the pillars that undergird American culture. And how are you going to have a conversation with a voter about affordability or public safety or anything else if you're trying to get rid of Thanksgiving and the 4th of July?
And Scott Jennings talking about it on, and you could hear the panel on CNN was, of course, so disgusted. Oh, you could hear them rolling their eyes. Oh, you're just speaking in hyperbole, Scott. You don't know what you're talking about. Bosh, bosh. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. But he's right. And he was talking about Abdul El-Sayed, who not only said that he doesn't like Thanksgiving, he thinks it's a holiday that celebrates suppression. He doesn't like the 4th of July. It's a holiday that celebrates suppression. And he also said he doesn't like football. But please vote for me. Abdul El-Sayed, the Democrat nominee for president of Michigan in the United States Senate, made the argument that toxic masculinity is at the very heart of football. No, El-Sayed, toxic football is at the heart of your Muslim religion. Because you oppress women and consider them second-class citizens. He also said that racism, homophobia, and misogyny exists in the culture of the sport, and that he used to play football himself in high school, so he ought to know. Really? The comments were made by El-Sayed back in 2021 on a social media post when he was responding to then Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden resigning from his job. Gruden had emails that had become public and contained language considered racist, homophobic, and misogynistic. Well, if that's what exists at the heart of football, then again, I repeat, it also is, Abdul El-Sayed, the heart of your religion. Toxic masculinity. And it is classic playbook nonsense from these progressives. And they're not even progressives. They're downright communists. Take a pastime that everybody loves, run it through a sociology class mindset, and then declare it to be so flawed, it just can't go on in our nation. He also is demonstrating his blatant ignorance by telling you, millions of Americans who enjoy football. Oh, and by the way, I'm sure millions of Michiganites, is it Michiganers or Michiganites? I don't know. Never been to the state of Michigan. Don't know. I read Detroit is a toilet, but I also read the Upper Peninsula is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, and that towns like Grand Rapids are also the kind of places you'd want to live. Anyway, with the big Michigan football teams that they've got, both in college and pro, you're going to sit there and say, football is misogynistic, but please vote for me. And what makes it so ridiculous is that this disconnect from reality. Football has actually done more to cross racial, socioeconomic, and political divides than just about any other political commentary or politician out there, by the way. Here's hoping that the people of Michigan are listening. And we'll get out there and maybe teach Abdul al-Sayed this very valuable lesson. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. If you want to know the answer to a question, ask. If you want to know if your car is needs some service, ask it. It'll tell you. Well, you have to speak that car language, and that's where the Frontier Auto Group comes in. I'm Lee Matthews. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, air conditioning not doing what it should, the folks at Frontier Auto Group, whether it's a Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, yeah, no matter what you are driving, they can plug a computer in, and it'll tell them what's going on, and they'll tell you what you need. No charge. A lot of places charge extra for that. And it's what they do normally during regularly scheduled service visits anyway. So, and they're here in El Reno to service you the old-fashioned way, one-on-one. No AI for these guys. Well, they've got some. That's how they tell the difference between what's going on with your car and what isn't. But you get what I'm saying. They are still here to talk to you in person and tell you what's going on. FrontierMotor.net, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, just off Route 66. At the new roundabout there.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th, with events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 78. Sunny tomorrow, dangerously hot. And a high of 104. Low tomorrow night, 80. Into the weekend, Friday, high of 103. Saturday, high of 101. Sunday, high of 350 degrees. Not really. It's just going to feel like it. Actually, the high will be 103. 101 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Norman City leaders pressed the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority yesterday over the potential impact of the proposed South Extension Turnpike on homes, property, and city resources. And the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority listened about as well as they normally listen. Yeah. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority walked council members through the latest plans, including the proposed interchanges at Tecumseh Road and Alameda Street. The discussion grew heated at times as council members questioned what the projects could mean for people living along the route, which, of course, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority was probably reluctant to talk about. Ward 5 council member Trey Kirby pushed them to recognize his personal connection because many residents have their property along there. And he said, even though it's not his own property that's not affected, he considers protecting his neighborhood homeowners part of his responsibility as an elected official. I hope the elected officials of UConn and Piedmont are paying attention. This is how you city council. Council members raised questions about emergency response and city resources. Kyle Steele was one of them. He focused much of his questioning on how the proposed turnpike would affect Norman's police and fire departments. Steele asked about the emergency response times, access near the proposed interchanges, whether the project would create additional demands on city resources. All very good questions. Councilman Helen Grant asked OTA about properties near the proposed route and planning for potential fire station locations near the interchanges. No decision was made by the council. After the discussion, members of Pike Off OTA held their own meeting inside the Norman City Hall. One member said his property is in the path of the proposed project, and he said the group opposition is strong among people who could be directly affected. They also said that the property acquisition is governed by a regimented process under state law and is something Oklahoma Turnpike Authority takes seriously. But ultimately, if you put up too much of a fuss...
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of another...
That's the latest on that. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
Hi, Lee. It's Elaine in Norman.
How Hello, Elaine. Were you there?
No.
Okay.
No, I quit going when Holman got mayor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And the only thing that really makes me kind of giggle about that whole thing is the fact that the city council kind of got a taste of their own medicine.
Actually, they did, didn't they? Yeah.
Yep. And that they didn't get listened to this time.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, they do not listen to any of their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
They do not.
And Oklahoma Turnpike Authority tries to make it sound like they are listening, but ultimately they're going to do what they want to do, and to hell with
you. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how the Norman City Council is, mm-hmm. and the mayor. Absolutely. So anyway, yeah, that was kind of a very ironic, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, I don't.
I mean, it's sad about. I don't really care at this point.
Well, I mean, if you had property there, you would.
I would. Yeah.
What ultimately what bothers me is okay, your property rights are not respected, and then they end up building a highway that will be great for the trucking industry, but nobody else, and it will be.
Yeah.
And it'll also be paid for twice because it'll become a federal highway which should already be paid for by our federal tax dollars, but somehow we're still having to pay for it.
The bottom line, we really ought to be fighting the Turnpike Authority on a grander scale than just when they happen to be pointing in our direction, because they're always going to, they just seem to always get their way.
They do, no matter what it is. Yeah. And it's because there's a construction lobby behind it. There's the trucking lobby that's behind it. You would think, well, why would the truckers want this? Because they have to pay tolls, too. In fact, they have to pay more tolls than we pay. Well, the answer to the question is even with the tolls they pay, the bypass of traffic is going to, they're going to make that up and then some, because in the trucking industry, the adage is if you ain't turning, you ain't earning. So the more they can keep their trucks rolling, the better.
Yeah. All right, Lee. Well, you have a great day.
You too.
And
thanks for listening in.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Elaine and Norman on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Barbara writes, Lee, you had a caller talking about the murders of the IGA supermarket in Edmond earlier this week. The Wynn IGA murders were on the northeast corner of Danforth and Kelly in Edmond. It was an Ace Hardware for years until they built the new Ace on Danforth. I worked there in the 80s. And, okay, that clears that up, Barbara. That was all before my time of moving back to Oklahoma. But that's where three members of the night shift at that IGA grocery store were murdered by a co-worker who had come in with an accomplice to rob the store, knowing that the store, A, had some money and registers, and B, had a safe. They ended up with about $1,200 taken out of the registers, but they couldn't get into the safe, and nobody who was there knew how to get into the safe, which was why they started opening up fire, and they killed one of the people was an overnight manager, and the other two were overnight workers. And we had a caller earlier this week that was talking about how he worked there and was supposed to go in and work that day, but because he had gone out with his friends the night before, overslept and wasn't there when the whole event happened. Which is, there's a lot of stories like that when it comes to Sirloin Stockade and the shooting there, which we talked about earlier this week, too, because the woman, Verna Stafford, who was one of the accomplices in that shooting, was up for parole this week. And more on that coming up on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. You remember the name Barry Christian. He was running for office for state senate. He had been a state senator and mysteriously died. Well, we now have the autopsy report of that. And that's coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. As much as those leftist idiots are trying to make it sound like our economy is bad and nothing is affordable and nothing is good about the money situation in our country, they are failing. All you have to do is open your IRA statement or your 401k statement or just look at what's going on at McGuireCap.com, because they keep track of all that for you. If you even have a modest investment, it is getting better each and every day, each and every month. And with their help, it'll get even better. 405-760-5863, McGuire Capital. Michael McGuire is my friend. He takes care of my money, and he'll take care of your money, too, with a phone call to 405-760-5863. McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany. Don't let the leftists get you down, and don't let them convince you that things are bad. They're not. And now's the time to take advantage of the good economy by getting Michael McGuire to go over your plan with you and find out what's best for you. 405-760-5863, McGuire Capital.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Archery season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brolbeck. We've got a lot to cover for you Thursday morning. Cyclist Bora is hitting Oklahoma hard, and the symptoms, they're miserable. The latest on the spread of this nasty parasite, a burn ban in place, the heat wave making all of our yards look like hay, and the dangers that come with it. Plus, the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, your calls and comments, and your dad joke of the day. It's going to be a full Friday Eve, and it all starts at 7 a.m. on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low of 78. Sunny, dangerously hot the next several days. High 104 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, low of 80. Friday, high of 103. Saturday, high of 101. Sunday, high of 103. It's 101 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Barry Christian, a state Senate candidate who was found dead back in April after disappearing in western Oklahoma, we now know died by suicide, according to the Office of the Chief Medical Examining Officer. The medical examiner's report, which was released yesterday afternoon, said Christensen died from a gunshot wound to the head. He was 54. He had been a candidate for Oklahoma Senate District 38. He was from Sayre. When was the Christian was reported missing on April 28th after he failed to show up for a scheduled meeting. The Harmon County Sheriff's Office and Beckham County Sheriff's Office asked the public for help finding Christian one day later. OSBI officials said they were contacted by the Sayre Police Department about the disappearance of Christian. His body was found inside his pickup on April 30th at the Sandy Sanders Wildlife Management Area near Eric in Beckham County. I wondered, because the family wasn't saying much other than to please respect their privacy during this very difficult time, which is standard. It didn't make sense to me because, from what I understand, he had signs on the back of his truck for his campaign. And the meeting he was going to was a civic meeting that he was going to be campaigning at. So it sounded to me like he had something to look forward to. He had something to do. He had a goal. Then again, depression is a very spooky thing. And I've not had a lot of experience with it. I've always been a positive kind of guy. Even my brother jokes around with me. He said, "You wouldn't know depression if it knocked on your door." He said, "You don't know what it's like to have a depression that you have to climb out of with a ladder." He said, "Lee, if you were sent to hell, you'd organize a sing-along." Okay, and that's the kind of guy I am, all right? So I don't know what it's like, but I do know that the best thing for you to do is to get medicine or to get some help on it, whether that's medication, okay, I don't know, you know, but to get professional help, no matter what the depression is, if it's postpartum or PTSD or whatever it is, get some help. And I don't know, maybe this Senator Christian was getting help. I don't know. Sometimes people get help and they get on the meds and the meds have side effects that they hate worse than they do dealing with the depression. Or if it's a manic depression kind of thing where they're happy one minute and sad the next, the medicine keeps them on an even keel and they don't feel either. They usually like the highs because they're good. The lows they will put put up with in order to get through to the next high. But a lot of times the medicines get rid of that. So prayers for that family. And I wondered about it myself because they were being very vague about it. But still, it didn't seem consistent to me with someone who was going to commit suicide. Then again, I've had friends who I thought were on top of the world and really turning the corner and things were starting to get better for them. And the next day they took their own lives. And I was left with the feeling of I wished that person could have seen themselves the way the world saw them, as a happy, fun person to be around, the type of person you wanted to be with. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Speaking of downers, we just went through one, so let's bring things back up. And on the way, talk about one university lowering tuition. That never happens. On Freedom 96.9, it's coming up.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A man arrested after barricading himself inside an apartment during an eviction. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A federal judge is blocking the U.S. Postal Service from enforcing a Trump executive order that restricts voting by mail.
The order signed in March gives states 60 days before the midterm elections to provide a list of eligible voters, or the Postal Service would not accept their mail-in ballots. On Tuesday, a U.S. district judge in Boston ruled in favor of a lawsuit brought by voting rights groups and said Trump's order was threatening an erosion of trust in our democracy and that there's a critical need for an injunction to prevent defendants from changing election rules on the eve of the election. I'm Michael Kastner.
Millions of Americans have difficulties getting access to maternity care.
An annual report from the March of Dimes out this week finds more than 34% of counties in the U.S. are maternity care deserts, where women have to drive an average of three times farther to get labor and delivery service than places with full access. It can lead to higher instances of unplanned deliveries outside of a hospital and higher rates of complications during pregnancy. Since the start of 2024, at least 96 labor and delivery units have closed in 35 states, the majority of them being the only local birthing facility in their area. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A 13-year-old Detroit boy is in police custody in Ohio after he allegedly shot his dad in the back and fled the city in the family's SUV along with their dog. Detroit Police Commanding Officer Dietrich Lever explains what happened.
I believe there was an instance of discipline. And he took offense, he being the suspect, took offense. When his father came home, he shot him two times, shot at him two times, struck him in the back.
The shooting happened around 5 p.m. yesterday at the family home. The 13-year-old was arrested with one other person in Ohio. No names have been released. The father survived.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man who barricaded himself inside an apartment during an eviction attempt in southwest Oklahoma City has been arrested. Deputies were called to an apartment complex near South Harvey and Southwest 22nd Tuesday afternoon. The man reportedly locked himself inside, prompting a larger response, with investigators also looking into a suspicious package at the scene. That was determined not to be a threat, and no injuries have been reported. The man's identity has yet to be released.
Police say a medical emergency may be behind a semi-truck that crashed into a northwest Oklahoma City home Monday morning. A gas line was damaged in the crash, forcing nearby residents to evacuate while crews secured the area. No one inside the home was injured, though several backyard structures were damaged and multiple chickens were killed. The truck driver was hospitalized and remains in stable condition. Oklahoma Natural Gas reminds residents to call 811 before starting any digging project. Company officials say more than 1 in 4 pipeline damages in Oklahoma City happened because someone failed to contact 811 before excavating. As many summer projects continue, they're reminding that the service is free and required by state law. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
One university is lowering tuition? That never happens. Got the details coming up as Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening, then clear skies and warmth with a low of 78. Tomorrow will be windy and hot with abundant sunshine, reaching a high of 103. Tomorrow night, breezy early on with clear and warm conditions later, dropping to a low of 77 on Friday. Anticipate mostly sunny, windy, and hot weather with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
Well, what is taxing the hell out of the new?
On the new Freedom 96.9.
I don't have like a solid.
Not last week.
But shouldn't you?
Not yesterday.
Instead, you paid a little bit more in taxes.
Keep up with what's happening.
If we knew that our health care would be free at the point of care.
Now.
You know what? You get in a big tent also?
With the new Freedom 96.9.
Get clowns. Not just like happy clowns, destructive clowns.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
On Freedom 96.9, let's reset the scene. A lot of stuff happened while you were at work today, so let's revisit it and see what you think about it. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. My name is Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. You can email me directly, lmatthews@freedom969.com. That's the website, freedom969.com. You can also find me on Facebook and on X platforms. Democrat socialists suffered a defeat in Middle America yesterday, and this is a what-did-I-tell-you moment. I said, yes, there are Democrat socialists of America, and their ideas are getting them elected in certain little hot spots throughout the country. New York, Michigan, and then most lately the governor's race in Wisconsin. I said, but you must not mistake that for the spread of communism across the United States, because these ideas that are getting them elected are only working in these inner city hubs. They're not working nationwide. These are not nationwide bellwether issues. These are not the issues that are of most concerning to the larger states with the most electoral votes. And that is evident by the fact that Francesca Hong lost out in her primary bid to be the Democrat nomination in Wisconsin for governor. 405-608-4377. What did I tell you? The latest poll is out on the two candidates, the two Republican candidates for governor, and they are neck and neck. Mazie, 44%, and Drummond, 44%. When you break it out in terms of, and by the way, this is these are just likely voters. So these are people who said they might, that they likely will vote in the runoff. These are not people who said they are leaning one way or another. Those weren't counted in this particular poll. Drummond did better with people living within the inner cities. Maisie did better with the rural votes. Drummond did better with men. Drummond did better with women. Maisie did better with men. But that's still too close to call in terms of who's going to be pulling ahead. I'm still leaning toward Maisie because Maisie actually has a platform. He wants to look at removing property taxes for people who have already paid for their property. He wants to look at lowering income taxes. I haven't heard him comment on Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, but if I did have a chance to talk to him, that's what I would ask him. And that's the latest on that particular poll. By the way, the runoff election is on the 25th of this month, so a couple more weeks. There will be a recall election on November 3rd for mayor of Yukon. Let this be a lesson. If you are going to start negotiations with a developer of a data center in your city, and you are a mayor or a member of the city council, you better make everything transparent. Make sure the people know what's going on. That's why this guy's in trouble. Now, I had a communique a couple of days ago from someone who said it really isn't the mayor of Yukon's fault. It's the previous city manager that started all of this. But I haven't heard the current mayor say, I had nothing to do with it. This all started. So if the mayor's not willing to back away from it, then I don't know what to do for him. But this will happen on November 3rd for the citizens of Yukon. They will get a chance to either vote him out or keep him. Norman City Council gave the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority an earful, and Oklahoma Turnpike Authority listened about as well as they normally do, which is not very well. They know they can do things their way whenever they want, however they want, doesn't matter. Guess it was kind of a shoe on the other foot for the Norman City Council, though. From what I understand, members of the Norman City Council do a lot of that, too. Yeah. We're listening. Filing fingernails. Okay, we're just going to do what we want to do anyway. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on that or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet. Rudy writes, Lee, you were talking earlier this week about the shooting at the Sirloin Stockade back in 1978. It's been in the news because Verna Stafford was up for parole. And the parole board actually suggested that she be paroled, but the governor has yet to decide whether or not he's going to grant that parole or not. We also know that she has a second life term, so even if she does get paroled on the first life term, she still has to wait for a chance to get paroled on the second life term, and that won't happen for another 15 years. By the way, Verna Stafford is 73 years old. This all happened when her husband, Roger Dale Stafford Sr., stood convicted in a case of 3 counts of murder in the first degree. He was tried before a jury in the District Court of McLean County, Oklahoma, by the Honorable Kenneth Love, Associate District Judge, presiding. What evidently happened was that Roger Stafford and his wife, Verna Stafford, and their 3 children were transients who arrived in Tulsa in June of 1978. Shortly thereafter, Roger met up with his brother, Harold. On June 21, Roger, Verna, and Harold embarked upon a journey with the purpose of finding an Oklahoma establishment to rob. All of the targeted sites were busy, so they drove to Paul's Valley to look for motels to rob. Having examined a number of cars in the parking lots of each of the motels they visited, it was determined that it would not be profitable to rob any of the motels. They were driving back to Oklahoma City when the trio decided to stop their car, raise the hood, and feign distress in hopes that a wealthy Good Samaritan would come along. Verna attempted to flag down passing-by cars as Roger and Harold lay await in the darkness beside the car. After a period of time, a blue Ford Ranger pickup with a white camper shell pulled off the road, and the driver, Sergeant Melvin Lorenz, exited the vehicle to help Verna. Mr. Lorenz looked at the Stafford automobile and informed Verna that he couldn't find anything wrong with it. At that point, Roger and his brother approached Lorenz and demanded his wallet. Roger was armed with a pistol. Mr. Lorenz informed him that he and his family were on their way to his mother's funeral in North Dakota and that he could give Roger some money, but not all that he had. Upon hearing this, Roger shot Sergeant two times. Sergeant Lorenz's wife, Linda Lorenz, heard the gunshots and ran towards Verna Stafford from the pickup. Verna knocked Linda to the ground, and Roger shot her as she fell. All three then heard dogs barking and a child calling from the back of the camper. Roger approached the camper, produced a knife, cut a hole in the screen of the window, and fired his pistol into the darkness. The bullets from the pistol forever silenced the voice of the 11-year-old inside, Richard Lorenz. Roger and Harold then dragged the bodies of Mr. Lorenz, Mrs. Lorenz, and Richard into an adjacent field next to the highway where they had stopped. Roger and Harold then drove the Lorenz vehicle approximately 3/4 of a mile down the highway and dumped the body of Richard Lorenz in a field at that point. They then drove the pickup to Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City, and Verna followed them in the Stafford automobile. Upon arriving at Will Rogers, Verna parked the Stafford automobile and got in the Lorenz pickup with Roger and Harold. The trio drove to Stillwater and eventually returned to Will Rogers to abandon the pickup. Roger drove the Stafford vehicle back to Tulsa while Harold and Verna hitchhiked to Tulsa. Why they did that, I don't know, except they were trying to maybe ditch the truck in case they were worried it was going to be hot. Much additional evidence was adjudicated in trial concerning eyewitness identification of Roger and Verna and Harold at various points throughout the evening and the night of June 21 through 22 of 1978, of Roger's employment and of various other matters, which were discussed only as they became pertinent to the Roger's allegations of error. Okay, so thank you, Rudy. I did not have all of those details on top of the killing at the Sirloin Stockade, all back in 1978. But the point is that Verna was up for parole. She was suggested for parole by the parole board, which, by the way, is appointed by, one is appointed by the governor, one is appointed by the chief justice of the Supreme Court, and then another one is appointed. So they're all appointed by different people, but they serve on the parole board for the same term as the governor. So when we get a new governor, you get a new parole board. All of the indicators that I have seen about and all the nonverbal feedback I've received from observing the actions of Governor Stitt tell me he's not going to sign the parole. But I may be wrong. It doesn't matter. Verna's still not getting out of jail anytime soon. And may not even serve, you know, she's 73 now, and in 15 years she'll be 88. It's possible she'll live that long and be let out just because she's 88 and won't live much longer. But still, I think life in prison means life in prison. That means you die in prison. Sorry. Full stop. These were heinous crimes that these people committed. This wasn't a one and done. This wasn't a crime of passion. Oh, I thought the guy was going to hit me with a knife and I shot. Or I thought this guy was fooling around with my wife, so I shot him. Or any of that. These were cold-blooded, not necessarily premeditated, but cold-blooded murders. And we later found out that, you know, I would have understood it if drugs were involved. Okay, well, we killed these people to take their money so we could get drugs. People who are on drugs do those kinds of things and don't even think about it. They weren't even doing that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Bruce writes, Lee, this weather is a reminder to me I need to be nicer to people. This hot weather has made me realize I'm never going to make it in hell. Me neither. Thank you, Bruce. Randy says, Lee, I see the state of Massachusetts has removed all barriers from having an abortion. You can have an abortion at any stage of the baby's development. Does that also mean retroactively? Well, Randy, isn't that what an execution is? You see, that's the thing I've always argued. The same people who are pro-abortion or pro-surgical abortion are usually anti-death penalty. And the irony is lost on them. Because that's what an execution is. It's just a retroactive abortion, isn't it? I mean, and in fact, one might make the argument the execution is more humane than the surgical abortion. No, that deserves more of a...
Yeah.
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rob writes, Lee, the fact that Verna Stafford actually had a parole coming her way and the fact that the parole board actually considered giving her a parole is Bravo Sierra. Yeah, I concur with some of that. Rob, thanks a lot. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. One university, usually this time of year we learn that universities are raising their tuition. They usually do it in the middle of the summer when they hope nobody's paying attention, so that when students who may be going into their sophomore or junior year come back to register for classes and get ready for the next session and see the rate hike, well, then it's too late. They've already started on their degree. They're not going to move to another university. You see, that's what the hope is. And then they'll dash off and try to get another student loan to pay for it. That's usually what they hope for. Okay, well, one Oklahoma university is going the other direction. One Oklahoma university is lowering its tuition. That never happens. I'll explain who it is and why coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. Ain't no school like the old school. And sometimes you just got to kick it old school. Instead of using heat-seeking scopes and semi-automatic weapons to do your hunting, you just got to do it with a bow. A compound bow, regular bow, crossbow, whatever it may be. Archery season's going to be here before you know it. You might need to have that bow inspected and given a tune-up before you take it out into the field. You don't want to find out right when you've got the perfect 10-point buck in your crosshairs that, oh, I should have had this looked at. H&H Shooting Sports is the place to do it. Their archery department is complete and ready, and all you got to do is bring in your equipment to have them go over it. But you want to do it now, because they always have a big rush when it comes to hunting season, which is usually at the end of September. So here we are, mid-August. Do it. I'll be there, by the way, broadcasting live on Friday from 4 to 7. So come by. That'd be a good time for you to come by. And while you're there, they're doubling down on Browning safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma
one roof at a time.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Need custom shirts, team uniforms, embroidery, or promotional products? Go with the name Oklahoma City has trusted since 1972, S&S Textiles. Whether you're outfitting a business, sports team, first responders, or a medical staff, we deliver quality screen printing, embroidery, and branded apparel that gets noticed. Fast service, competitive pricing, and professional results. Visit sstextilesinc.com. Call 405-632-9928 or stop by 2400 Southwestern Avenue. S&S Textiles. Your brand deserves to stand out.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That's me in the corner.
These are windows into the souls of these anti-American radical communists.
Come on, Scott. You're just talking in hyperbole. Come on.
He's right. It's Lee Matthews in the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. That's Scott Jennings on CNN yesterday. And you heard the rest of the members of the panel just roll their eyes at him. He's right, and I've said it before on this program. When you see a candidate like Sharid dissing the holidays, dissing football, saying things football is misogynistic and racist. I mean, you're looking into the soul of these people. When they say these things, they're not making this up. When Francesca Hong echoed that and started talking about defunding the police in Wisconsin, you didn't have to reach very far to see what was going on. And then this is where they get it wrong. They think they can Bill Clinton everybody, okay? They think they could just distract everybody with something. Oh, I didn't say that. No, that's not what we were saying. Hey, how about this over here? How about free college education? Free health care? Yeah, that'll be free. When we tax you, see, you'll just pay a little more tax and you'll get health care. But wait a minute. If you're paying a little more tax, it's not free. Meanwhile, the University of Tulsa has announced that it is reducing its published annual tuition required fees from $54,000 to $25,000. I think I may have spent $54,000 altogether for all 4 years of my college career. But at any rate, beginning in fall of 2027, the university said the new rate is intended to be more closely reflective of what many students currently pay for financial aid. First-time, full-time students, the $25,000 tuition and fee rate will be locked in for 4 years. The $25,000 rate will cover tuition and require university fees. The university said the change is part of an effort to make cost of attending more predictable for students and families. I think that's fantastic. When you know going in how much it's going to be, the university said students will continue to have access to its faculty, small class sizes, research opportunities, NCAA Division I athletics under the new pricing structure. Financial aid, including federal, state, and tribal aid, may further reduce what the individual student will have to pay, depending on eligibility. It all comes as some students and families question the cost and value of a four-year college education. Finally, these institutes of higher education are starting to realize what it is in the marketplace, what it is to work in the marketplace. This is why they're doing it. Fewer and fewer people are going to Tulsa University or University of Tulsa because they're like, well, okay, I could go to trade school for that amount of money, less than that amount of money. If you went to it doesn't matter, a lot less. Even if you didn't go through the public school system in Oklahoma, you could still utilize the trade school and it'd be a hell of a lot less than that. And you would get out with a trade that immediately will be making you money. Immediately. You get out of welding school, you're set. You're set to go. That is the most in-demand trade right now, welding. Now, I don't mean just regular welding. I mean the whole gamut. And you learn the whole gamut when you go to trade school. MIG, TIG, the whole thing. Maybe you don't learn what the pipeliners learn, but you can join the pipeliners union and learn that pretty quick. According to a July 26 Gallup poll, 12% of Americans believe four-year colleges are doing a good job. 12% providing affordable education. The university also cited the Wall Street Journal, ranking Tulsa's number 6 nationally for undergraduate students for getting jobs. That's a good statistic to crow about. The announcement did not provide any additional details about the rankings or the methodology. University of Tulsa said the lower published price is intended to attract students to the university and to Tulsa. If I were college age, I would take it seriously, considering how much and how much of a ripoff a lot of colleges and universities are these days. It's Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the U.S. has total control of the Strait of Hormuz as American forces enforce a naval blockade of Iranian ports. Trump says the blockade is squeezing Iran's economy while Iran insists it will not reopen the strait unless the blockade has been lifted. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there is no government cover-up involving UFOs, also called UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena.
In this administration, if we knew, like, the president would be all over. Like, there would be, you know, primetime address.
While appearing on the Katie Miller podcast, Rubio said the government should still investigate unidentified objects flying over U.S. airspace. Wall Street closed mixed.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 21 points, the S&P 500 gained 20 points, and the NASDAQ rose 143 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man who barricaded himself inside an apartment during an eviction attempt in southwest Oklahoma City has been arrested. Deputies were called to an apartment complex near South Harvey and Southwest 22nd Tuesday afternoon. Man reportedly locked himself inside, prompting a larger response, with investigators also looking into a suspicious package at the scene. That was determined not to be a threat, and no injuries have been reported. The man's identity has yet to be released. Police say a medical emergency may be behind a semi-truck that crashed into a northwest Oklahoma City home Monday morning. A gas line was damaged in the crash, forcing nearby residents to evacuate while crews secured the area. No one inside the home was injured, though several backyard structures were damaged and multiple chickens were killed. The truck driver was hospitalized and remains in stable condition. Oklahoma Natural Gas reminds residents to call 811 before starting any digging project. Company officials say more than one in four pipeline damages in Oklahoma City happened because someone failed to contact 811 before excavating. As many summer projects continue, they're reminding that the service is free and required by state law. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
And we're in the Sooner State. We all know that. So the sooner you sign up for Medicare, the sooner you realize that there can be some problems along the way. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of the phone calls, the emails, the texts, and rather be confused, make sure you have somebody on your side to help you sign up for Medicare. And that would be the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, Eunice Corey and her number one crew, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make if you're new to Medicare, and you are if you're just turning that age. Not going to say it. But I remember when I turned that age, it was a good one. If you were born in 1961, the team of Well-Preserves will put together a plan that works for you. So call them today, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, it definitely beats being surprised when you do sign up for Medicare and find out that, wait a minute, what's not covered and what's not covered and what is covered? The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway, only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
A big Chinese marriage for citizenship scam was busted today by the Department of Justice. Got the details coming up as Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues with the drive in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions this evening, then clear skies and warmth with a low of 78. Tomorrow will be windy and hot with abundant sunshine, reaching a high of 103. Tomorrow night, breezy early on with clear and warm conditions. Later, dropping to a low of 77 on Friday, anticipate mostly sunny, windy, and hot weather with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The DSA is an anti-American, anti-Western organization. That is what they are at their essence. Their basic argument is that capitalism itself is what drives imperialism and colonialism and racism and settler colonialism and all the buzzwords that they learned at their Columbia undergrad classes or NYU undergrad classes. And the Democratic Party is ingesting this stuff wholesale. The only question for the Democratic Party is, are they fully willing to go all the way DSA or just sort of pretend DSA?
Every now and then, I want to tell... I want to tell Ben Shapiro, sold, sold, because he talks so fast. He sounds like almost an auctioneer, but he gets all excited. He starts talking, and he knows exactly what he's going to say. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Join in the conversation. Democrat socialist parties are heating up in some big cities, but not nationwide, at least according to yesterday's primaries. What do you think? Republican candidates for governor are running neck and neck. Who you got? What do you think of the recall election for UConn mayor? And Norman City Council's message to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, which Oklahoma Turnpike Authority basically...
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of another...
405-608-4377 to join in that conversation. Patrick writes, Lee, what a great show you are having today. Thank you, Patrick. Number one, Verna Stafford, the lethal participant of the mass murder gang. No parole or fire anyone who recommended this. Or, hey, let her live with them and see how that situation turns out for those idiots in the parole board. She should never, ever walk among law-abiding people in Oklahoma again. I remember when this horrible, horrible mass murder happened. And occasionally we went to that sirloin stockade, being a Southsider at one time. All those wonder, I think it was on South Penn, from what I understand, and before that part of the south side of Oklahoma City began to grow. All those wonderful, innocent people murdered by the likes of Verna and her husband and her husband's brother. It was stunning when she didn't get the death penalty to begin, and now this shocking parole recommendation. Our governor hopefully will deny the parole, as the families of the murdered deserve no less justice for Verna's willing participation in the murder. Or being a part of the murder gang. Number two, the smelter or any data center is a business of a particular community. We don't need any outsiders trying to get involved or interfere to get the community to deny a business opportunity for that community, especially actual and wannabe politicians jumping on the no bandwagon. If a municipality in Oklahoma wants or doesn't want a particular business, that's 100% for the citizens of such a municipality to decide. I side with the locals to make the right decision for their well-being. And Patrick, I do too. That's why I question, don't criticize, but quite, well, you know what, I do criticize. Gettner Drummond for jumping on that bandwagon. Number three, Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is one of the biggest scams in this state and one of the biggest scams this state has allowed, and they do not need more turnpikes so more land and dream homes can be confiscated and destroyed. These people on the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority aren't normal. They're disgusting. There needs to be a state signature petition to get a question on the ballot to abolish the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and turn their turnpikes over to ODOT. Since our state house and Senate, both parties, refuse to do that, why are they for such a quasi-government entity nobody voted for, since a majority of citizens of Oklahoma want the OTA to be be abolished? Well, because they're making a lot of money off of it. They're making a lot of government cash flow off of it. A very powerful construction lobby is for it, and a very powerful trucking lobby is for it. And we have one hell of a lot of trucking companies here in Oklahoma. So they are all lobbying their members of the legislature to keep it and to expand it. Patrick goes on to say, time for the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority to be done with their forced confiscation of land and properties for turnpikes to nowhere or not needed more accurately. It's a Peter to Rob Paul game by the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority to keep paying their massive debt and then incurring more massive debt. It's a bond shell game. What kind of reality is that for Oklahoma citizens, and certainly not good for Oklahoma? Number four, Patrick goes on to say, if the Secret Service knew of a possible impending threat on our president on his trip leaving Turkey, and then they did right by putting him in a safer situation. What's not good about that? They did their job. It sounds like they made the right decision in this instance. Okay, Patrick, I agree with you there. And I'm critical of the media who has been freaking out about it. They've been freaking out about it because they feel like Trump left them, the media, and a couple other members of the cabinet on the first Air Force One to die. That's how they're acting. When, in fact, it was the Secret Service that was trying to create as many diversions as possible. And this isn't the first time this has happened. I have a hunch that this has happened quite a bit in the past when they were trying to protect the president. I'll give you an example. Kennedy, the relationship between John F. Kennedy it was right at the Cuban Missile Crisis. I don't remember where Kennedy was. But when the news broke, the Secret Service got with the press secretary for Kennedy and said, we need you to put out a press release that says the president is running a temperature of 99.4, and we're going to get him back to the White House to keep him safe. Now, that wasn't a lie. Kennedy probably was running a slight fever because he was on a lot of back medications for his back. So they put a jacket around him. They put a hat on him. They put him in the limo with a dome over it because people knew where he was and what he was doing. And they drove him back to from wherever he was making his speech to the White House. But it was to deal with the Cuban Missile Crisis situation, and they were trying to protect him. So they didn't tell anybody that that's what was going on. Now, the news of the Cuban Missile Crisis broke, but nobody was told that the president cut his speech short and didn't give his speech out of the Secret Service trying to protect him. So this happens a lot with the presidents. They do this all the time. How it got out to the press, I don't know, except that Trump has been so open with the press, so transparent with the press, that they found out about it. And they don't have anything to get him on anyway, so they're trying to dig up as much as they can to get him on. See, he left with his tail between his legs and left us to die by whatever was going to be. And he was asked about it. And he said, you know what? My plane was still pretty unsafe. They probably, if they were going to shoot any plane down, it was going to be the one that I was on. And then finally, Patrick, I'm glad that the Secret Service is doing a better job protecting him than they did when he was running for office. How many attempts on this man's life was it going to take before the Secret Service was finally going to take his candidacy serious? Because it was as though they didn't when he was running for office. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Thank you for the email, Patrick. Glad you're listening as intently as you are. At the beginning of the show, I said this. If you call the program and you don't want to be on the radio, do like Patrick did. Write an email. Organize all your thoughts and put them in an email and then send them to me via email or via instant message on Facebook or the X profile, whatever. You'll find me there. Or if you're going to call, make sure to understand you're going to be on the air. 405-608-4377, Freedom 96.9. The Department of Justice earlier today announced it busted a fraudulent marriage ring that may have been worth up to $100 million over the past 10 years. It involved Chinese nationals paying up to $100,000 to marry American citizens in order to obtain citizenship. And yes, the Americans that were being married to the Chinese nationals were getting a cut of the pay. And it had been going on since 2016. 11 people were indicted earlier today in the state of New York. Good. 405-608-4377. And speaking of the Chinese, more anti-data center activists and candidates are seemingly linked to a Marxist-Leninist party tied to the Chinese Communist Party, according to public records and social media and news reports. Political figures have appeared in connection with the Party for Socialism and Liberation, a Marxist-Leninist organization that seeks to replace capitalism with socialism. Data center opposition has intensified over concerns about rising electricity demands and costs, water use, noise pollution, and facilities being built near homes. This is according to an audit and review of a legislative commission. The issues are especially pronounced in states where the data center industry is focused. The local figures include boards of supervisors, candidates for grassroots political office, not only in Oklahoma but across the country. Each of the figures is connected with the local anti-data center Protect Frederick organization. It's an independent community effort by residents to oppose data center projects, according to the organization's website. Beyond local activism, the Party for Socialism and Liberation has program materials that leave little doubt about their goals. Abolish the corrupt, rotten, anti-people capitalist economy. State the governmental system. Replace it with one dedicated to meeting the needs of the people, a socialist system. To become a member, interested candidates must undergo months-long training and vetting processes for entry alongside standards of revolutionary discipline. As part of their Democrat centralist cadre model, according to an April 2024 article published by Marxist outlet Cosmonaut magazine, it's a matter of life and death to rapidly organize and politicize the masses. The Party for Socialism and Liberation's network blocked $26.6 billion in artificial intelligence infrastructure projects by inserting itself into local protests in 14 states, including Oklahoma. That, according to a 2026 Bitcoin Policy Institute report. Now, it does this article does not say this, but I'm guessing if you were to dig a little deeper into where the money for Party for Socialism and Liberation is coming from, it probably will be China. So when you hear vehement opposition to data centers, just keep that in the back of your mind. Earlier in this program, I was accused of being pro-data center. I'm not pro-data center if it is against the community standards of the community that it wants to come to, okay? That said, we have data centers throughout Oklahoma. They're not these massive data centers that are coming, but we have them. We've got one. The biggest one I think we have is in Pryor, Oklahoma. And it's existing just fine, and it's not hurting anybody, and it's not raising anybody's electric rates, and it's not taking anybody's water. The next biggest one, I think, is in the Stillwater area, or it is being built in the Stillwater area. Likewise, it is not affecting anybody right now. So before we all get all cranked up and, oh, my God, look at all the things that these data centers are going to do, remember that a lot of what you think is bad about data centers is propaganda being perpetuated by the Chinese because they don't want us to get ahead in artificial intelligence. That's the first thing to remember. There are entities out there that don't want us to succeed. Number two, and this is the biggest one, this is the most jagged pill to swallow. They're coming. Data centers are going to be here. They're coming. That doesn't mean we need to roll over and play dead. That doesn't mean we just need to sit down and accept our fate. It means we need to manage the risk without being hysterical. Once upon a time, when nuclear energy was being developed as an idea in the early 50s, everybody thought, oh my God, this is going to be the end of the world because all it's going to take is one little mistake and boom, the whole world's going to blow up. And in the 1970s, they made a damned movie about it. And ever since then, we have not proliferated any more nuclear energy in the United States because of a damned movie. The China Syndrome was the name of the movie. It wasn't even a good movie. And whoever composed that movie did not do their homework as to how nuclear power actually works. And here we are 30 years, 40 years later, and now we're getting nuclear energy that's going to be in your backyard. Why? Because some people were not hysterical about it. Some people managed the risk. We can do the same with the data centers. Doesn't mean I'm positive data center or not. It just means this is the way the world is going. And we can be on the train or under the train. Now, earlier in the program, I got an email from somebody who said, well, you're making it sound like we already are under the bus, under the train. Well, you can if you want to be. If you're going to sit there and pout and cry and say, I don't want to change anything, I don't want any economic development coming ever, 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 data centers or aluminum smelters or anything, okay, you are under the train. You are in a state where you don't want Oklahoma to economically develop or grow. Part of growth is stepping outside of your comfort zone. If you never step out of your comfort zone, you never grow. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Whether it is a stripped-down first buyer kind of vehicle that doesn't have any bells or whistles in it, or it's the muscle car that has such a big engine in it, you got to have a parachute to help stop it or you'll smoke the brakes. I am not speaking in hyperbole. Both ends of the spectrum exist at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, family-oriented, and while others are succumbing to corporate policies that ignore the customer, they're here looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, dealing with you one-on-one. Whether it's your first-time vehicle purchase, whether it's a replacement vehicle purchase, or if it's that, man, I always wanted a muscle car kind of purchase, they've got them. And then they'll be there to service after the sale, as usual, right there in El Reno, off Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, the website.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part, our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor is ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com for your free estimate today.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to, a generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
They like to call them the democratic socialism. There is no democratic socialism because the main incentive of the socialism is to take the money and take what the people have legitimately earned and give it to some people that have never worked.
That's Emmanuel Riccioni. He is a former resident of Cuba, talking about the democratic socialism and how there is really no such thing as democratic socialism. Because the more socialist you become as a society, the less democracy there is. There's less say in what you have and more government regulation making you do something rather than asking you what you are doing. That is the irony of the whole name Democrat Socialists of America. And these are the same people that say, we're here to protect democracy. We're here to protect democracy. Well, if you're a Democrat Socialist of America, you want there to be less democracy. You want there to be more government control and less democratic control. 405-608-4377. But of course, they don't know that because they've never studied civics. Debbie writes, Lee, every statement you've made about Verna Stafford is 100% correct. Please keep up the good work. Byron writes, Lee, Verna Stafford was the evil force behind the men. I don't know about that, Byron, but if she was being controlled and manipulated by her husband like she says she was, it still doesn't absolve her of being an accessory to all those murders. All those murders, she sat there and watched her husband commit. Allegedly. No, there's no allegedly about it. She was convicted of it. At any rate, make sure to drive to work tomorrow with Aaron Brillbeck. Got the dad joke of the day. Coming up next, Joe Pags right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, hoping you have a good night.
Goodbye. Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.